Hello there, I'm Rich Coles. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the big, scary news. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 181. And again, at the time of this recording, all this information is accurate, but please double check just in case, because you never know. But we're going to start off with some news from our very fine sponsor, Froggy's Fog. You know, they've been making hand sanitizer for a while during the pandemic, but they have this news. You asked, we listened. Gel is here. Froggy's Simply Sanitizer Gel is an FDA-approved hand sanitizer for use when soap and water are not available. Manufactured in the USA using only the highest quality ingredients available, Froggy's Simply Sanitizer is an odor and fragrance-free formula that will keep your hands nourished and free from harmful germs. While most sanitizers on the market do not exceed 70% alcohol content, Froggy's Simply Sanitizer uses a unique FDA-approved thickening agent to keep the alcohol content at the 80% recommended by the World Health Organization. Convenient hand pumps are also available for our 1-gallon containers, but that's not all. We now have pumps for the gel and a spray pump for the liquid. That is really awesome. They attach to the gallon container, so no other containers are needed. You can get more information and order your supply today, as well as all the fine products that they make at froggiesfog.com. We have a little sad news from the Haunted Mansion at Door County KOA in Brussels, Wisconsin. The Haunted Mansion, one of Southern Door County School District's largest annual fundraisers, located at the Door County KOA campground, has been canceled for 2020. With concern for the safety and health of our community, mansion volunteers and visitors from throughout Wisconsin, the Haunted Mansion core leadership team has made the difficult decision to cancel the 2020 season, which would have been our 15th anniversary. Preparation began months before the October season, with planning and construction beginning as early as June. As a result of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, and so many uncertainties for what lies ahead in the coming months, the core team is determined that canceling this year's haunt is necessary in order to maintain safety as our highest priority. We know COVID-19 has impacted many events, and we understand that the cancellation of the Haunted Mansion will be disappointing for all who participate and the many student groups in the Southern Door County School District who benefit from the proceeds raised during the event. We are grateful to all volunteers and visitors who have joined us over the years, as well as Door County KOA for their willingness to continue to be the host site for the attraction. Door County KOA will remain open for the October weekends. Halloween activities will take place at the campground, and the staff is working to offer opportunities so campers can still support fundraising efforts of the Southern Door County School District. Keep up with any of their updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Haunted Mansion Southern Door. We have this news from the House of the Haunted Fields in Raymond, Mississippi. We'll be announcing our Haunters for Hire tryouts soon. We need cast and crew for the upcoming season. All current applicants will be able to show us what they've got. We'll be filling actor roles, as well as hiring extras for our security team. Please make sure you're available every Friday and Saturday night in October before applying. Serious Haunters only. Get more information at facebook.com/House of the Haunted Fields. We have this news from Reaper's Realm Haunted Forest Ride in Courtright, Ontario, Canada. It is with deep regret that Reaper's Realm is announcing the cancellation of its 2020 season. Over the past 20 years, October at Reaper's Realm has been a family tradition to come for an entertaining, scary night with family and friends. It was a hard decision to make, but with the COVID-19 pandemic across the globe, we must think of the health and safety of our staff, patrons, and community in whole. It was the best decision we could make at the time. We at Reaper's Realm want to thank all the staff who've put in so many hours over the years and to all the patrons that have come through the gates. We are hoping to come back in 2021 with a stronger and better show for everyone to enjoy. Thank you, the Reaper's Realm management team. Get more information at reapersrealm.ca. We have a little gaming news regarding the RPG Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2 via BloodyDisgusting.com. Publisher Paradox Interactive and developer Hardsuit Labs have pulled out the big guns with a new trailer for Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2, as well as announcing a limited collector's edition for the upcoming Vampire RPG. The new trailer confirms the return of Damsel, the fan-favorite Bruja, from the original game, with Damsel's original voice actor Courtney Taylor returning to the role. As for the collector's edition, it's now available via the Paradox store for pre-order for $169.99 and is limited to 3,000 pieces. The collector's edition includes the main game, a detailed map of Seattle, 7-inch vinyl featuring in-game soundtrack, a 28-centimeter Elif figurine, a steel bookcase, Bloodlines 5th Edition core book in digital format, the following downloadable content: First Blood pre-order pack, Unsanctioned Blood pack, and Season of the Wolf pass. The collector's edition will be available with and without the main game and downloadable content to allow fans who ordered any digital version access to the physical collectors without needing to buy the game twice. That version will be available for $109.99. Bloodlines 2 is due out for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC via Steam and the Epic Game Store sometime this year. We have this news on a Halloween-themed flea market coming to Leesport, Pennsylvania. On Sunday, August 16th, bring all your Halloween-related items for sale to the Leesport Farmers Market. There will be buyers that day from all over the tri-state area looking for Halloween-related decorations, lights, props, inflatables, indoor, outdoor, etc. The Leesport Farmers Market is located at 312 Gernatz Church Road in Leesport, Pennsylvania. You can find more information at the Pennsylvania Haunters Facebook page. We have this news from the Dead Rising Haunted House in Crestwood, Illinois. Finally, after months of not being able to scare the crap out of people, the time has come. We have been approved to open on July 11th for our 18 and over haunt. If you'd like to work with us in scaring the crap out of people, there is a meeting on July 8th, time to be determined, and you have to be at least 17 years old with no prior acting experience necessary and makeup and costumes provided. Come and get your scare on. If you have any questions, feel free to message the Dead Rising Haunted House in Crestwood, Illinois. We'll be following all social distancing guidelines for COVID-19 too. Get more information at that Facebook page, facebook.com/deadstuff. We have this news from the Friday the 13th franchise via BloodyDisgusting.com. Paramount is celebrating the 40th anniversary of Friday the 13th this year with a re-release in the form of a limited edition Steelbook Blu-ray and digital. Housed inside of the Steelbook packaging, which features Friday the 13th's classic poster art on front, will be the previously released Blu-ray disc of the uncut version. Plunge deeper into the film with previously released bonus content, including commentary, interviews with the cast and crew, and behind-the-scenes featurettes. Bonus features include commentary by director Sean Cunningham with cast and crew, the Friday the 13th reunion, fresh cuts, new tales from Friday the 13th, the man behind the legacy, Sean Cunningham, Lost Tales from Camp Blood Part 1, the Friday the 13th Chronicles, Secrets Galore Behind the Gore. With the addition of unrated footage and insightful special features, plunge deeper into the film that spawned 11 sequels and the genre's unstoppable bad guy, Jason Voorhees. A new owner and several young counselors gather to reopen Camp Crystal Lake, where a young boy drowned and several vicious murders occurred years earlier. They've ignored locals' warnings that the place has a death curse, and one by one they find out how unlucky Friday the 13th can be as they're stalked by a violent killer. You can get your copy at Amazon and other online retailers. We have an update from Days of the Dead coming to Indianapolis. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Amelia Kincaid to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Indianapolis, happening July 17th through the 19th at the Marriott Center, Indianapolis. Amelia Kincaid is best known for the role of Angela in the 80s cult classic Night of the Demons, as well as the two sequels in the series. Tickets and more info for Days of the Dead Indianapolis can be found at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from the Terror Behind the Walls haunted attraction at Eastern States Penitentiary in Philadelphia. We have some sad news to share. The financial impact of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic has forced us to suspend Terror Behind the Walls for 2020. Preparations for Terror Behind the Walls were underway for months, but we ultimately determined that modifying the attraction to comply with anticipated COVID-19 guidelines would have presented significant operational challenges and financial risk to Eastern State. Instead, Eastern State will offer smaller-scale evening tours of the penitentiary this fall. We'll have more information soon. Get more information at easternstate.org or their Facebook page, facebook.com/terror@ESP. We have this update from Crypticon Seattle. It is with a very heavy heart that we must announce that Crypticon 2020's rescheduled date of September 18th through the 20th will have to be canceled. Our convention takes place in King County and would fall under the Phase 4 reopening guideline. There is just not enough time to ensure we can provide you a safe and low-risk convention. As a small alternative, we will be offering online panels and film festival screenings with plans for some of our guests to join us. We're also working on an outdoor festival screening, including live panels at the same event. Check the website and Facebook pages for days and times of these events. If you would like to retain your 2020 tickets for 2021, Crypticon will honor those tickets. To request ticket or photo op refunds, please email support@boldtypetickets.com. We can't express how difficult this announcement is to make. Our Crypticon family and the community means the world to us. This convention is put on for you, the fans. Our convention dates for 2021 are April 30th, May 1st, and May 2nd, and we sincerely hope to see you all there. We miss you. Keep up with any updates at CrypticonSeattle.com. And finally, we have this good news from the Big Scary Show. This comes to us via Meat Hook Jim. As some of you know, we've been having issues with our RSS feed, and after a good amount of work, I have been able to get our feed restarted. iTunes is now restarting with episode 212, But wait, there's more. You can now find us on Google Podcasts and Google Home, Spotify, and Stitcher. And for you Amazon Alexa users, just say, "Alexa, play Big Scary Show Podcast." We are excited about this new syndication and offering our fans more options for the best comprehensive podcast in the haunt business. You can still find all our archives on our regular website, BigScaryShow.com, as well as on Google Podcasts. Stay big and stay scary. Now, as a note, the Big Scary News is currently not on these platforms, but if you'd like for it to be so, please let us know, and we'll see if we can do it. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on the Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know, as we have been going through this COVID pandemic across the world, you know, for the last 4 months or so, we have just heard the sad news and the uncomfortable news that conventions after convention after conventions are canceling. You heard of some on the news that we just read, and there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. There's still some conventions out there that say they're going to be running, and a lot of us are worried, will Halloween be available, and will people still be able to go to haunted houses and stuff? But, you know, when the big trade show in St. Louis postponed and then canceled, and when all these other conventions, the horror cons and the haunter conventions, started canceling, you know, it's put a lot of people into some difficult times, because one of the big things that makes a convention what it is the vendors. You know, we did a round table on the regular show a few weeks back with some Transworld vendors, and frankly, they were struggling. And, you know, you wonder, how can you help them? Well, you know, speaking of helping people, one of the favorite conventions that we love to attend and cover, which is also postponed until 2021, is the Scares That Care convention in Williamsburg, Virginia. We've been attending that one since year one, and this was going to be a big year for them. They were announcing a second show, and this year bigger and better than ever, and of course all the plans canceled for that. And you know, for that show and all the others, what's happening with the vendors? Well, they tie together, because the organizer of the Scares That Care convention has come up with a site called show-vendors.com for all the vendors out there who are not able to make the living that they're accustomed to by attending shows. You can get a part or be a part of this show or this website, which launches on June 30th. And all the people that attend horror cons, all the people that attend fantasy cons, anime, whatever. In fact, I believe Show Vendors has a lot of different categories. So if you attend conventions of any kind, chances are some of these vendors may be on this site. The owner of Scares at Care is Mr. Joe Ripple, who joins me from the Baltimore area tonight. Joe, are you with us?
I am, Drew. How are you?
Joe, it's great to talk to you again, my friend. And again, I'm so sorry that you were not able to have your second show in Racine, Wisconsin last spring and the cancellation of the Williamsburg show, which truly does help people. I know that had to be a very difficult decision and a very disappointing decision to a lot of people.
It was, but in the same token, it is the responsible thing to do in my eyes. In my opinion, we are fortunate in the aspect that none of our recipient families this year are in a terminal condition. So whenever we adopt a family, they understand there's no timeline for when they receive their gift. So fortunately, they're all well aware that, you know, nobody could have predicted this pandemic. So we just wanted to do the right thing by every and, you know, make sure that everybody's there to help us next year.
Absolutely. And for the people who aren't aware of what Scares That Care does, can you give them a 30-second synopsis?
Sure. Each year we select three families. They consist of a lady who's fighting breast cancer, a child who is sick or terminally ill, and a child or adult that's been severely burned. And what we do is we raise $30,000. And then we give each family a check for $10,000 to help offset medical bills, improve their life, whatever they need. And to date, we've raised and donated $250,000. $250,000 has been raised and donated to families in need.
That is just amazing. And one of the things that I really like about the Scares at Care weekend, besides the fact you're in Williamsburg, Virginia in the summertime right next to Busch Gardens, and you make a great weekend out of it, but you have a really wide selection of vendors, a lot of authors, a lot of artists, a lot of very, very talented people. And because they and so many other people that vend around the United States and worldwide, they have cut into their income a little bit. And something that you've come up with, this show-vendors.com, is looking to maybe help out these vendors. Can you tell us about this?
Sure. I came up with the idea of show-vendors.com because, as you said, there's many vendors who, this is how they make their living. They travel from show to show, selling their goods, their wares, their merchandise. And with the conventions being cut out, obviously, you know, they're losing on that income. So I decided to create this quote-unquote smorgasbord, if you will, of all different kinds of vendors. Now, obviously, with Scares of Care and the circle that I run in, it's mostly horror vendors.
Sure.
But I realized that there's so many shows out there and so many vendors could take advantage of being a part of this group that, you know, we've encompassed 26 different genres of shows that we have identified. Everything from anime shows to Comic-Cons to home and garden to weddings and maternity to, you know, haunt and horror, sci-fi. There's so many different genres. And what we've done is we've created a tiered platform where once people log into the site, they can select their specific genre, the type of merchandise that they're looking for, click on that, and then what populates is all the vendors who have signed up to be a part of the site underneath that specific tab. What happens then is the people can click on the direct link and go to their site and actually make purchases. So we don't facilitate the actual transactions. We provide the linking and the ability for people to shop from a one-stop seated position, supporting the vendors that they love, and hopefully exposing them to other vendors that they did not know about. One of the things that I found is some of these vendors are regional-based. So, you know, it's interesting to note that I've had interest from a vendor as far away as Australia who wants to potentially become involved in the site. So the interest is there. Everybody has said that it's a great idea. You know, it's not for everybody. I certainly respect that. And times are hard. And unfortunately, with the amount of money that I have invested into it, I have to charge something. But I've kept it minimal to make sure that the vendors still get taken care of.
Now, when you say that it goes to a site, and let's, for example's sake, because we talk Halloween and horror, let's go to the horror site.
Okay.
And I see a vendor that, you know, strikes my eye, has an interesting or clever name, and I want to click on that. If I click on that link, is it their own particular website, or is it a website that you have generated that is based off of their website, showing lists of items and things like that?
No, sir. You're taken directly to their site.
Okay. So this is a one-stop shop, as you said, for basically all the vendors that would attend a particular type of show. And
yes,
you have 26 different types here. That is very impressive. I mean, you know, I go to 10, 15 conventions a year normally, and I see a lot of the same people, but there are places, like you said, regional, that I only see in California, or I only see in the Midwest, or I only see in the South. And this is a great way for somebody in California who may be affiliated with, you know, the genre, and they click on the site and say, oh, well, I've never seen this guy before. And maybe at some point that person could make it out to California and vend there, but this is a way for you to shop, you know, basically without going to a convention, it sounds like.
Exactly. And what it does too, Drew, is with all of the different genres that we have, let's say somebody is interested in shopping from a sporting goods vendor. So they're in the sporting section, but wait a minute. Oh, no, my brother's got a birthday in 2 weeks, and he's a big horror fan. Well, let me click on the horror tab, and let me see if I can't find him something that he might be interested in. So it's a play on, you know, making sure that there's the cross promotion is there. And I think it's really going to be beneficial to the vendors, because as a whole, people are still sitting home and they're still shopping online. And with this, with the way that we're marketing it and that we're advertising it, there's no big box stores that are allowed. This is strictly for those vendors who vend at conventions. You know, there's a tab for crafters and makers. So if somebody makes their own jewelry, you know, there's a spot for them. We've tried to be all-encompassing to make sure that nobody feels like their brand or what they offered for sale is less than anybody else's.
And is there any type of product or service that you would not allow on the site? I mean, if I was, you know, there is an adult convention circuit. If I had, you know, or knew somebody that vended adult products, would they be allowed on your site, or is that something that you would not?
Oh, we do have a tab for adult, but there's a click-through. So you have to, you know, verify that you're over 18 years of age and that, you know, items of that nature, you don't find them offensive.
Okay.
You know, and there are some things that we will not allow on the site. Obviously, anything that's racially insensitive will not be allowed on the site. You know, it's kind of going with the theme of everything that's transpiring these days in the real world.
Sure.
You know, if it's going to offend somebody, you know, we probably shouldn't have it up there. But by the same token, you have to use sound judgment. Take it with the respect of the people that are involved with it, you know, and make sure that you're always doing the right thing in what you feel is the best practice possible.
Now, being one who is in the haunted house and the Halloween and the horror industry, if I had a company that sold very, very gory products, you know, like animals that are cut in blood and body parts and things like that, would that be considered too offensive or in bad taste?
Well, no, because what we're looking for, Drew, is we're looking to make this like a virtual convention room experience. So for example, if somebody signs up for the site, what I ask from them is I ask for a nice photo of them standing behind their booth, okay? Because why am I asking for that? These are the people that you're supporting. These are your friends. These are the people that you're helping out. If people don't send an item or a photo of them behind the booth, then I ask them to send a picture of their items that they sell. So would somebody be clicking on the haunt and horror section be upset because there's that type of merchandise available? I don't believe so, because you're clicking on a button that says haunt and horror. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense to me, but we all know that common sense can be in short supply these days sometimes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that, but that would be my response. It would be, look, if you're offended by adult merchandise, why'd you click on the tab? If you're offended by haunt and horror merchandise, why'd you click on the tab?
Sure.
You know, those vendors have a right to sell that merchandise just like anybody else does.
And no vendor is too small. I mean, basically, like you said, a jewelry maker, a soap maker, a candy maker, an artist, an author, anybody who you would see at any particular convention that you would go to. Like you mentioned sporting goods, you mentioned farm machinery, you mentioned, you know, other types of genre. You know, you don't allow the big stores, but anybody that would vend at a convention is welcome to this.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Is there a charge to enter the site and shop from? Do you make a percentage of any of the sales that are made?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir, I do not. Yeah. All the money that comes in to go, you know, to the production of the site and the marketing and things like that comes from the vendors themselves. So we have a very simple tiered, a three-tiered level, with which that they can make their purchase for placement of their vendor shop on the site.
Very nice. And I believe you told me this off the air that Scares at Care does not make anything off this. This is a completely separate venture than the Scares at Care weekends, correct?
That is correct. And everybody that I've spoken to, I make sure that they understand that, because this is something that is not affiliated with nor part of the charity.
Okay. Now, do we want to discuss prices? If I'm a small-time vendor and I have my candy and soap business with the little skeletons and everything, and I'm interested in this, or if I'm a guy that makes giant puppets and set design work for a professional haunted houses and everything in between, what would it take to be a member of show-vendors.com?
Well, again, you know, trying to take into consideration, we are talking about vendors here, and with everything that's going on, we've had about 20 vendors sign up so far, and there are three separate levels with which a vendor can sign up. The first level is what we call a standard vendor spot. It's a 3-inch by 3-inch photo of you at your booth. Underneath of that is a 1 or 2 sentence description of what it is you sell and a link to your website. Now, that standard vendor spot is merely $10 a month, or if you buy a whole year, it's $100 and you get 2 months free.
And that's cheaper. That's cheaper than most vending at almost any convention these days.
Well, that's what I was shooting for here, Drew, and trying to show the respect to the vendors, but at the same time, you know, it's you got to have the money to be able to make the website run.
Sure.
The next level is what we call a featured vendor. Now, this is a little bit more money, but what this does is it guarantees that your vendor spot is within the first 9 positions under any genre tab that you choose. So, for example, if somebody sells toys and gaming and they want that standard vendor spot, that would start at number 10. So they would be number 10, 11, 12, so on and so forth. If they want the featured vendor spot, then it would be number 1, 2, 3, all the way up until number 9. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's a little bit more money. That's $17 a month. Again, if you buy the year, it's $170. Again, you get 2 months free. Okay?
Very nice.
The third tier is the most expensive, but it's what we call a multifunction vendor. These are vendors who can sell their wares at a wide variety of shows. So they may have four or five different genres that they would fall under. You know, candles, for example. You can take candles practically anywhere to any kind of show because they're kind of neutral in their description, and you can make them into whatever form you like to make them. That is the most expensive, but again, typically not as expensive as a three-day convention table. It's $300 for the year, but you get to place your vendor spot under four separate tabs of your choosing.
Oh, very nice.
So you're multiplying your exposure by four for that $300.
And this is for a year as opposed to a weekend, and, you know, many conventions, $300 still won't buy you a 6x6 booth. So that sounds like a pretty nice little deal as well.
Yes, and the reason why we pushed to have this up by June 30th is obviously, you know, we've lost the first half of the year due to COVID-19. So what can we do to help these vendors moving forward to the second half of the year and then continuing into the 2020 holiday season?
Sure. Sounds great. And you've already gotten 20 people signed up at least, and probably more looking at it. And it looks like you're well on your way to doing the launch, which, you know, as you mentioned, is June 20th. And I assume that vendors can sign up at any point. I mean, just because the site's launched doesn't mean that you won't be accepting new vendors.
Correct. What we're doing right now, Drew, and it's June 30th for the launch, is we are, you know, if somebody reaches out to me because I've been, you know, sharing it on my own pages and things like that, you know, there's a lot of vendors that I know, and if they want to take part, then, you know, God bless them, they can sign up early. Once the site goes live, all the information that everybody would need to sign up is right there on the page.
Nice. So that makes things very, very easy. And they don't necessarily, they wouldn't necessarily have to talk to you. They can just sign up on the page, pay their money, and provide the correct information.
Correct.
Oh, very, very wonderful there. Sounds like it's going to be a great resource for anybody that vends. Like you said, 26 different types of genres. I had no idea there was 26 different types of conventions out there. But like you said, between anime and comic book and farm and adult and sporting and, of course, horror and Halloween and fantasy and everything else out there. And there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of different vendors around the country. Each of them have something unique to provide and share with people. And I think this is a great resource to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And that website, again, is?
Is show-vendors.com.
So it's
the little dash. It's not the word dash. Show-vendors.com.
Excellent. Let's look forward here to 2021. Hopefully the pandemic is waning or gone. And you did announce earlier in the year and then have to postpone a second show for Scares at Care in Racine, Wisconsin. I believe it was going to be in April. Do you have the dates for the 2021 show, which I guess will be debuting in Racine, Wisconsin next year?
Yes. I'm pretty sure it's April 16th through the 18th.
Okay. And do you have the dates? Go ahead.
And we just want to make sure that everybody understands that, you know, our charity, when we do these shows, is to help people. If there's any possible chance that anybody could wind up getting hurt or getting sick as a result of coming to the show, I will unfortunately have to postpone the show again.
Sure.
I don't want to do that, obviously, but no dollar is worth the risk of somebody getting sick or dying.
Especially considering who the people that you are helping is benefiting.
Yes.
And sometimes they make an appearance at these conventions, which is wonderful when the burn survivor or the breast cancer recipient or the child is able to make the show. Do you have the dates? Do you have the dates for the Williamsburg show for next year?
Yes, July 30th through August 1st.
Fantastic on that. And what is the website where people can get more information about the Scares That Cares charity weekends? I guess I can say that plural now.
Yeah, you can go to scaresthatcareweekends.com.
And all that information is on there. Plus, you're on all the social medias at Scares That Care, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And, if, you know, I'm not difficult to find. So if anybody has any questions, they can just, you know, generally browse me and I'll pop up everywhere. So.
And one last question for you, Joe, before we let you go.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that you do for Scares That Care is you have what's called a $5 donation day. I know that that has kind of been put on hold for a bit due to the times, but you hold those several times during the year. Is there going to be another one or two or five $5 donation days scheduled for the rest of the year?
There may be. Right now we are looking at a one-day virtual convention. We're looking at what would have been the Saturday of our show this year in Williamsburg. So we're looking to maybe make that from 10 a.m. in the morning till 10 at night, a virtual convention where we're going to have some of the celebrities pop in, check in, answer some questions, talk with the fans. There's going to be author readings, a little bit of a costume contest. I might show up in a bra.
You normally do.
So... yeah, just a normal Scares weekend.
Of course.
So again, it's one of those things that we're looking at. But as far as the $5 donation days, we've kind of started back doing that. But also, we're trying to be respectful, Drew. I mean, you know, obviously, things are a little tight right now for a lot of people. And you know, when this first started, all this stuff in March, I told everybody to stop donating. Don't donate to the charity. I would much rather you take care of yourself now so that you can help me later. Things are starting to ease up a little bit, so we're starting to get back into that.
That's wonderful news. Joe, you are an absolute saint among men with the work that you do there. We cannot thank you enough for coming up with this invaluable charity and this website that looks like it's going to help a lot of vendors out there. So folks, if you do vend at conventions of pretty much any genre, and I'm sure there's probably a 27th or 28th one out there that's not been touched yet, contact Joe or contact when the site goes live, show-vendors.com, and get your link up there so that the rest of us who are shopping online, and pretty much everybody's doing that now, can take advantage of this. I would love to see, and it did not escape me that you have a podcasting category there. So,
yes, sir.
So we will just have to talk about that. But folks, show-vendors.com. If you vend at conventions and you're struggling a little bit because everyone's canceling, you can be up on this website 24/7, 365 for the next year. Or go to scaresatcareweekends.com or scaresatcareweekender.com and check out this amazing charity that Joe has been doing for the last several years that the Big Scary Show fully supports. Joe, it is always a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Drew, thank you very much. I appreciate your time, sir.
Absolutely. Once again, folks, this is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.